This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The European Federation of Journalists will stop publishing content on Elon Musk's social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, on January 20, 2025, when Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. The European Federation of Journalists stated that it can no longer ethically participate in a social network that its owner has transformed into a machine of disinformation and propaganda. The EFJ joins The Guardian and other European media outlets in coming off of Musk's social media platform, all of them due to the impact of Musk on the organization. The European Federation of Journalists is the largest organization of journalists in Europe, representing almost 300,000 journalists in 44 different countries. The president of the EFJ, Maya Sever, said, "After the U.S. elections, EFJ pointed out the threat to democracy and freedom of expression posed by the cooperation between Donald Trump and the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, who is the owner of social network X. We cannot continue to participate in the social network feed of a man who proclaims the death of the media and therefore of journalists. The social media site X has become the preferred vector for conspiracy theories, racism, far-right ideas, and misogynistic rhetoric. X is a platform that no longer serves the public interest at all, but the special ideological and financial interests of its owner and his political allies." The European Federation of Journalists President Sever added, "The editorial evolution of X since its acquisition by Elon Musk is simply contrary to our humanist values, our commitment to press freedom and media pluralism, and our fight against all forms of hatred and discrimination." American Prairie, also known as the American Prairie Reserve, has grown the private and public land leases that it manages to more than 500,000 acres with the acquisition of a property in Phillips County, Montana, that it says is in a priority area for the conservation organization's missions and goals. This latest land acquisition is in the foothills of the Little Rocky Mountains and stretches more than 51,000 acres, making it the second largest purchase in the nonprofit organization's 23-year history. The property borders the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge to the north, the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument to the east, and is located just a mile off Highway 191. It's also adjacent to American Prairie's Mars Vista unit, home to American Prairie's popular Antelope Creek Campground. With the new parcel, American Prairie's total habitat base grows to more than 500,000 acres in deeded and leased public acres. American Prairie said it will share public access details in the future to detail recreational uses on the new acres once it has familiarized itself with the property. Allison Fox, CEO of American Prairie, said the location of the acquisition and the connectivity it provides are equally valuable as the parcel contains a critical corridor for wildlife migration. Fox said, "Not only does the addition of this property grow our overall footprint and our Mars Vista unit, it also means American Prairie will help steward an important area connecting the CMR and the monument. This is outstanding habitat for wildlife, and we're thrilled at the prospect of helping to provide safe passage for more animals between areas that are already federally protected." As part of the land acquisition, American Prairie will be co-lessees on the Bureau of Land Management acres associated with the property and share the grazing privileges with two other entities. American Prairie currently leases out hundreds of thousands of acres across 10 of its 12 management units to more than a dozen local livestock producers who run about 9,000 head of cattle. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.